Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. With a growing number of deaths and illnesses associated with electronic smoking devices, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is establishing a task force. He says it's to explore various areas of the health hazard and what can be done to protect the public.
As of this moment, there is no safe vape. The only safe alternative to smoking is not smoking.
Governor Murphy says the task force will be led by the acting commissioner of health. Recommendations will be submitted to the governor, the legislature, and the public within 21 days. Starting this weekend, chain restaurants in Philadelphia will have to display warning labels on menu items with high sodium levels. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
It says sodium warning in black or red with a little yield sign that Health Commissioner Tom Farley hopes will clearly signal to use caution when ordering. But just to be sure, the city is spending $50,000 on an awareness campaign.
We have tested these ads so that people understand that this is something that they should be looking for when they go to a restaurant.
Sodium is a major contributor to high blood pressure, which plagues a third of Philadelphia adults.
Any chain with more than 15 restaurants nationally must comply. Many have asked for a six-month extension, though they've had about a year to prepare. Closing arguments get underway this morning in the retrial of a Camden County police officer charged with excessively beating a man he was arrested. Nicholas Romantino is being accused of using excessive force while he and other officers arrested Edward Minguella outside a liquor store in February of last year. KYW's Andrew Kramer was in the courtroom when the Camden County police captain, Kevon Lutz, took the stand.
During cross-examination, Romantino's attorney said Benguela pulled his arm away during arrest and easily could have grabbed the gun if he did have one. He asked Lutz if Romantino was able to handcuff Benguela after punching him. Lutz said yes. Prosecutors followed that up with two questions. Was the use of force reasonable? Lutz said no. Was it excessive? Lutz said yes.
Romantino will not take the witness stand in his trial. Jury deliberations are expected to begin after this morning's closing arguments. Well, officials are trying to figure out who stole an SUV loaded with hundreds of pieces of undelivered mail, then dumped the mail on the side of the road. U.S. Postal Inspector Alex Sylvester says the mail that never made it to its destination came from Philadelphia's main post office.
You can see a video of two people discarding the Independent Mailing Service's property on the side of the road.
Those men dumped more than two dozen boxes of mail next to a trash can. Sylvester says the mail will be used to help investigators and eventually will be sent to its intended recipients. Philadelphia police officers are writing half as many tickets for red light running as they did 5 years ago.
Does that mean there are more law-abiding Philadelphians? Probably not. Philadelphia Police Captain Siku Kinnebrew says enforcement includes the red light cameras run by the parking authority.
Police officers are writing fewer tickets, but in the aggregate, more red light enforcement as a whole seems to be going on.
That's KYW's Mike DiNardo. Red light cameras at 31 intersections snapped a record 226,000 violations last year. Artifacts from the now-closed Philadelphia History Museum are expected to be transferred to Drexel University. More from KYW's Hadass Kuznets.
Kelly Lee, Chief Cultural Officer for the City of Philadelphia, says so far there have been two public meetings addressing issues regarding the closure of the Philadelphia History Museum.
The Philadelphia History Museum closed its doors to the public last July, and since then we've been exploring a partnership with Drexel.
That's expected to happen by the end of the year.
The collection will transfer to Drexel, but that's all pending Orphans Court approval.
The collection is made up of photographs, buttons, and clothing. Lee says she hopes Drexel will make the artifacts readily accessible to the public. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.